Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
SoCal's Country Station 95.1 K-Frog. I'm Pepper. This is Spirit of the IE. You know we love celebrating local champions here, and today we've got a team that is making history right in our own backyard. The Eleanor Roosevelt High School Girls Flag Football Team has officially become the first ever CIF champions in the Inland Empire. That's a milestone for the school, for the sport, and for every young athlete dreaming big. These incredible young women have already been honored by the City of Eastvale, the Corona Norco Unified School District, and even Fox Sports, and now they're joining Spirit of the IE and K-Frog to share what it feels like to break barriers and bring home a championship title. Lota Lele and Carissa, thank you for joining me.
Thank you for having us.
Start by telling us, what did it take mentally and within the team to not only advance to the finals in CIF Southern Section, but become the Division III champions?
I think early on in the season, we had a lot of adjustments we had to make. There was a lot of rules added, but there was a lot of people that doubted us. And I think to be able to use that as motivation throughout the season and just the amount of grit that we had on our team and the amount of effort we put into every single practice helped us to advance to become CIF champions.
What impact do you feel you are leaving, not only within the community, but specifically the younger generation of athletes?
I feel as like playing this sport over like the past 3 years, I have myself found myself within it. And like playing it, I have grown so much. So like being able to leave such an impact in such a short amount of time means a lot, especially when like I have a younger sister myself. So like she's looking up to me. And she plays this sport too, so like she also like falls in my path. So being able to just like win this championship and play for myself and for my team is really shown a lot towards the younger generation.
Not only did the varsity team win a CIF title, but the junior varsity team also went undefeated in league, securing a JV league championship. What does that emphasize about the program as a whole and the girls who play this game at Eleanor Roosevelt?
That just shows how we're just one big family. I mean, we're always cheering each other on. JV's always at varsity's game, cheering us on the sidelines. And I think that just shows that we're just always there for each other no matter what happens. And like I said before, we're just one big family.
When you think back to the very first practice of the season, what moment stands out as the beginning of this championship journey?
Honestly, practices in the beginning were a bit rough because we had a lot more new incomers. And it wasn't really flowing as well as it should have. But honestly, like after a week of like or so playing with each other, we all figured out like this is what we want to do. This is like we want to make it big. We want to show everyone wrong. And just like going back and looking at all the seniors, like they've stepped up and taken a big role in those practices. So I think we've made it this far due to our like trust within each other.
Every great team has a moment where they have to choose heart over doubt. What was that moment for you and how did it change the team?
I think the beginning of the season, we had a slow start and a lot of girls, especially like the newcomers, were like having such doubt because we're supposed to have been as good as we were last year and it wasn't looking like that for us. But for us to bounce back and use all the people that doubted us as motivation to just keep pushing forward, I think that helped us secure the win for CIF.
I'm speaking with Lota Lele and Carissa, who play on the Eleanor Roosevelt High School Girls Flag Football Team, which became the first ever CIF champions in the Inland Empire this year. Who on the team inspired you the most this season, and what did they do that made you want to push a little harder?
I would say not like a specific person, but like my senior class. They inspired me the most because I'm also a senior, so it being our last year together, it means a lot. Like, I want to do the best I can for them. So knowing that I can do the best I can for them, I'm hoping they give the same back in return. And in doing so, I feel as if we push each other to the best of our ability.
Flag football is more than just plays, it's personal growth. How has this sport changed you as a person and not just as an athlete?
I think it's changed me as a person because it shows me that no matter how far you're down, you just always need to pick yourself up and you need to persevere through any challenges, especially in the beginning of the season. Personally, I struggled with a 1 yard rush instead of 7 yards, and being able to adjust to that throughout the season just shows that hard work is what's going to get you the win.
Championships are earned long before game day. What was one sacrifice you or your teammates made that people don't see, but that you think made all the difference?
One big sacrifice that I made to be able to play this sport and make it to the championship was missing softball. And in softball, that is my main sport, and it's what I've been doing since I was little. So in trying to play flag football and having schedules like the same, I had to choose whether I wanted to play in the CIF like playoffs or go play in a tournament that's out of state. And in doing so, I chose flag football, and I followed my heart to where it said to follow it, and I ended up winning a CIF championship.
If you could send one message to younger girls who dream of playing flag football, what would you tell them about courage, confidence, and chasing goals?
I think with this sport especially, hard work is what's going to get you far. It doesn't matter whether you're second string or third string, but as long as you have that perseverance and you really have that grit, that's what's going to get you far in this sport.
Walk us through that final whistle moment. What was going through your heart when you realized you were Division III champions?
I was feeling a lot of emotions. I was feeling sad because it was my last year, but mostly I was feeling happy and excited because we did it. We pushed through all of the doubts and all of the side conversations about our team and what they think we should be able to do. And during that whistle, I was just very like, it was not real. Like, it was surreal. Like, I couldn't believe I just won a championship. Like, I couldn't believe we made it this far within just 3 years.
I'm speaking with Lodo Lele and Carissa, who play on the Eleanor Roosevelt High School girls flag football team, which became the first ever CIF champions in the Inland Empire this fall. Every team has its challenges. Injuries, you mentioned doubt, and setbacks. What adversity did your team face, and how did you come together to overcome it?
I think in the beginning of our season, we had like a bunch of new girls. We lost all of our seniors last year. And to be able to adjust, especially with all the newcomers that were ready to play, they heard about our team last season. And I think they were able to fill in those positions very well. Most of our starters are playing new positions that they didn't play last year. And I think to be able to adjust to that was a very big deal for them.
Describe your team's culture in one word and explain why that word captures who you are both on and off the field.
I think I would describe my team as family oriented. We are very close. We grew together over these years, and we've also had team bonding days where we even grew together even more. So within those days, I feel like that transferred to the field and how we played within each other.
Winning a championship creates bonds that last a lifetime. What's one memory from the season that you'll carry with you forever?
Well, I know that the CIF championship was a huge deal, but I also think that the bus rides back from the games was especially like when we would just blast music in the bus and just really just soak in those moments. That's something that I will remember for the rest of my life.
I've been speaking with Lodo Lele and Carissa, who play on the Eleanor Roosevelt High School girls flag football team. This fall, they officially became the first ever CIF champions in the Inland Empire. Congratulations, ladies. Thank you so much for coming in, and thank you for telling us your story.
Thank you for having us.
Thank you for having us. Really appreciate it.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.